This is an executive summary of DSD loan assumption and lender requirements, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Many 1031 investors come to a Delaware statutory trust, DST, carrying debt. Their relinquished property had a mortgage, and the 1031 rules require them to replace that debt, or add cash, to fully defer their gain. DSTs solve this elegantly, but the way debt works in a DST is different from a conventional purchase, and it's worth understanding before you invest. The key point is that DST debt is arranged at the trust level. The DST itself is the single borrower, the trust holds the loan, and the debt is non-recourse to investors. Individual investors do not personally qualify for, sign, or guarantee the loan, and they don't undergo credit checks. The lender underwrites the trust and the property, not the investors. In exchange, each investor receives a pro rata share of the trust's debt, which can satisfy the 1031 debt replacement requirement without taking on personal liability. This guide explains how DST debt is structured, why it's non-recourse with no personal qualifying, the lender's trust level requirements, loan to value by offering, and how DST debt satisfies the debt replacement rule. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.